Whether you are a bank or a private citizen, if you hold title to a piece of property in the city of Poughkeepsie and you've abandoned it or are otherwise ignoring it, you could be facing a hefty fine. A lot of homeowners abandoned their properties in the last 3 or 4 years, ownership falling into the hands of banks, trustees, and out-of-state lenders who leave the buildings fallow. Poughkeepsie Mayor John Tysik says the city's Common Council recently voted to impose a $1,500 fee for performing routine maintenance.
When owners of vacant properties walk away and fail to maintain them, it costs the city each time to board them up, to pick up debris, to mow the grass, to shovel the snow, and it's becoming a real burden on the municipalities with banks and absentee landlords and homeowners just being unable to keep things up. Again, just simply walking away, it's falling on our lap.
Tysik points out that $1,500 is not an annual penalty or tax. That's a per-visit fee whenever the city has to show up on site.
Each time the city visits the property to do the work, that fee will be charged. On top of, owners will be hit with the cost of about 10% of the cost of the city's maintenance work. That goes into that as well. For instance, when sanitation inspectors and building inspectors go to the site to send out the violations in order to abate, we want to hold the property owners and the banks accountable.
The mayor says complaints often come in from neighbors concerned about blight affecting their property values and quality of life. Poughkeepsie keeps a vacant property registry which attempts to track owners of empty homes and buildings. There were 16 of them in Poughkeepsie when Mayor Tysik took office in 2008. Now, there are more than 300. Down the river in the Orange County city of Newburgh, Fire Chief Michael Vatter is the director of Codes Compliance. He says Newburgh also has about 300 vacant or abandoned properties and keeps a vacant building registry, which has a $900 annual fee attached to it. The city urges voluntary compliance and works with owners to avoid problems. Vatter says most are cooperative. He says foreclosed properties are the most difficult to deal with.
Because you have something that says this property is owned by, you know, XYZ Bank, but it may have actually been referred to or transferred within the bank structure to, you know, XYZ REO number one, and it makes it very hard to track that down. We've spent as much as, you know, 8 to 10 hours on the phone trying to track down properties.
Both Vatter and Tysik say enforcement levels are being ramped up in their respective cities, and until the economy heals, it is unlikely that the buildings will again become homes to individuals and families. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.